seems to have a dream to open and run a bakery. But they took a chance, took the sweets to the street. Now they all have places where I'd love to eat.
Hello there, bakeroos and bakerettes. This is Mark Dick, and you're listening to the Rise Up Podcast, a podcast about bakers and bakeries, which, like, what's not to love about that? Today on the show, I'll be talking with a new friend of mine named Carolyn Doyle, who is the owner of Big Bang Bagels in Fernie, BC. And I'm a huge fan of, Fernie as a town, and Big Bang Bagels as a place to hang out in Fernie. So when I was out there a couple of weeks back, I was really, really happy that Carolyn agreed to be on the show. So that's coming up in a bit. So before we get started with the chat, though, I need to make a few corrections and a few observations. First off, the corrections. If you're a very precise listener, you're probably still annoyed about episode 3 with Josie Rudderham of Cake and Loaf in Hamilton. It seemed that I could not get clear in my head who she lived with and where she baked. I've been going for months thinking that Josie and her business partner Nikki, once they realized they wanted to go into business together, they bought a house together, lived in it, and then baked out of that house. And then when they opened a bakery, bought another house and turned that into the bakery. That might well be the case, but I'm pretty sure after listening to this a little bit that, in fact, Josie continued to live with her husband and family, and the only house that Josie and Nikki bought was to open Cake and Loaf Bakery. So sorry about that if I caused any marital strife, Josie, and if I caused massive confusion to anyone in addition to my wife, Cindy. This has been bugging her for a few weeks, and so I gotta fess up there. It wasn't that I wasn't listening. I was just confused. And I guess it came up again in the chat I had with Daisy Chow last week. That I was telling everyone that Josie and Nikki bought two houses, but I think they only bought one. So there you go. The next interesting story, though, well, maybe the next story, I don't know if that first one was interesting. The next story is really more one of connection, because I had two really cool things happen in the last couple of weeks that I think pertain to why I'm doing the show and why I keep talking about how bakeries and are such great connectors. In my personal life, as you might know, I bake a couple days a week out of a wood-fired oven that I built in my backyard, just for former customers of my retail bakery and some friends and that kind of thing. And 2 weeks ago, one lady, Shelby, that's on the list, she says, "Well, I'm going to send my friend Angie over to pick up my bread instead of coming and getting it myself." And Angie, it turns out, was used to be Angie Bray, is now Angie Yarton. And we grew up together on Bruce Street in North Regina back in the 70s. We lived on the same street and hung out and played from about age 5 or 6 to about age 10. And I haven't seen her since I was 10 years old. And she came in and she looks the same and I look the same and we haven't aged a bit and all that. And it was just really, really cool to get caught up on her life and her family's life and that kind of thing. We had about a 2-hour visit with her and her husband and just getting caught up on things. And then the next week, Angie came again to pick up bread for Shelby with Angie's mom, who now lives in Winnipeg, and also who I haven't seen since I was 10 years old. So that was really, really neat and got caught up with their entire family. So a good example of how how bread can bring people together, because I haven't seen Angie in at least 40 years, and if it wasn't for baking, I wouldn't have seen her since. The second connection story came out of last week's podcast, the conversation I had with Daisy Chow. So this one's a little convoluted. I had to write it down and draw a bit of a diagram, but there's a lady named Anne who goes by Bread Ministry on Instagram, who sent me a note through there that said, I was told by a friend that I should follow these guys in St. Paul called Break Bread. And so a couple months ago, she went and did that. And then she also heard from Daisy Chow last week that, hey, I'm on this podcast about bakers, so you should listen to that. And so she did. And then she started checking out the past episodes and caught episode 5 with Nate Hoag from Break Bread. And now is listening to this and thinking and says, I'm positive that I know Nate from 25 years ago in New Orleans. And so reached out to the Break Bread crew and connected up with Nate, and now they're getting reacquainted after 25 years of not knowing each other. So not only does bread bring people together, but it appears that this podcast is starting to bring people together, which I think is really cool. So thank you, Anne, for the nice message on Instagram, and I'm so glad that you got to connect up with Nate and that you know who Daisy is and all of that. By the way, if you wanna reach out to me on Instagram, I'm learning better how to deal with the message system there. I go by Mad Baker over there, and drop me a line if you like. And I'd love to hear if any of these episodes have caused you to make any decent connections with other bakers and that kind of thing. Just drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Mark@riseuppod.com, and who knows, I might actually read your email on the show. That'd be fun. So anyways, let's get on to this week's conversation with Carolyn Doyle of Big Bang Bagels. Before I start the interview, I need to at least warn you that the sound quality is a little iffy here. I rented mics and recorders and stuff and took them out to BC for this talk, and I thought everything was really good. And then because we just sat across the table from each other in the bagel shop and had the conversation. But when I got home, I realized one mic was way out of whack. And so I spent a lot of time trying to make it as listenable as possible. I think it's pretty good, but I do apologize. This isn't the clearest episode. Apologizing mainly to Carolyn there, because she was nice enough to talk to me. And the good news is she comes in clear, and she provides really good answers to questions that maybe you aren't able to hear all that well. So sorry about that. Anyways, let's continue on with the conversation with Carolyn Doyle of Big Bang Bagels in Fernie, British Columbia.
No
This is
problem.
awesome. It's so great to meet you. So I guess my first question, we were talking before, how did you get to Fernie, or where are you from, or are you originally
Okay.
from Fernie, or
No, I'm
no?
originally from the Ottawa area, and my now husband, he and I, well, we actually met in the rafting world. We used to be raft guides,
Oh,
and so
wow.
we would raft guide in the summertime
Yeah.
on the Ottawa River, and then in the wintertime, we would usually come somewhere where there was snow and skiing,
Right.
and we would go back and forth a lot, and eventually, Kevin got a job as a ski patrol at
Oh,
Fernie,
okay.
and so we were still going back and forth summers and winters, and eventually we decided we needed to just be in
Sure.
one place, and Fernie was where we chose because we love all the outdoor activities here and the
Yeah.
people here. So
Yeah.
So now we've been here 12 years full time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And enjoying.
We love it here. Yeah. We, I mean, the more we're here, the more we can't see ourselves leaving.
Yeah.
And we love our jobs here. And so it's a perfect place to be.
My family used to travel from here all the time, and I never left the highway. You know, even if we were staying overnight, we'd stay at the hostel or something, or a hotel on the street, on our way to Vancouver, or on our way to Nelson.
Yeah.
And then 2 years ago when we came here, we finally got off the highway.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy cow, this is a nice little town.
Yeah.
For sure.
The main street for sure is very...
Yeah.
Picturesque,
you
know, you have the ski hill right at one end and all the brick buildings.
Yeah.
It's really gorgeous.
And even with all the trains going by, it's still kind of neat.
Yeah.
That's Canada. So,
that's part of our town for
sure. For
sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And so tell me about how Big Bang got started.
Yeah. So it's a long story.
Yeah,
so
take
a seat.
No, that's all right. Yeah.
So when we decided to live here full time, I was serving and coaching skiing and doing various jobs, and was sort of toying with the idea of starting a business. And from that, we, being from the East, had talked about a bagel shop or making bagels because there's not a huge bagel culture here in BC, but there is where we're from in Ottawa. And so that winter, I just started making bagels in my kitchen. I don't have any background in the culinary field. And, you know, from that, my friends would eat the bagels and say they were good.
Yeah.
And so then that summer, I started making bagels in my kitchen and selling them at the farmer's market.
Oh, cool.
And I would make... 200 bagels on Saturday, and then on Sunday I would sell out in about 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I did that all summer, and then by the end of the summer, you know, I still had a following of people who like my bagels. So I ended up going and talking to the woman who owns a really small pizza shop called Just Pizza.
Okay.
And I didn't know the woman. I just, like, looked up her name, and I went in and I asked her if she would consider sharing her kitchen with me because she only is there from the afternoons on. And so I met her and I said, oh, I'm baking bagels. Would you consider letting me use your kitchen a couple of days a week? And having never met me before, she's like, sure, here's the key. How about $10 a day?
Oh,
and so I would go in there and I would twice a week make bagels. People would have pre-ordered them.
Yeah.
And then I would ride my bike around and deliver bagels around town. And so I did that in the fall, for the first fall. And then by the time ski season came, we decided, okay, we'll, like, open the door of a pizza shop in the morning, sell bagels at a pizza shop.
Just pizza, yeah.
And we then came up with the breakfast bagel, our Big Banger, it's called. And we would do bagels with cream cheese, or you could buy half a dozen bagels.
Yeah.
And so we were in there. I hired a couple of Kiwi guys who are here for the ski season, and we would make bagels, and then we'd have to be cleaned up by 12:30. So one of the things we decided to do was make sandwiches and make cookies and have drinks, and one of us would go around to all the businesses on Main Street and see if people would want to buy bagel sandwiches.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
And the other person would clean up at the bagel shop, or at the pizza shop, so that it was ready for the pizza guys to come in. And that was great because we really became well known, because we would walk around every day and people, you know, might not buy a bagel the day we were walking around, but they'd be like, oh, but on Friday, can you bring me a salmon bagel or whatever? And, you know, I think it was perfect timing.
Yeah.
Like, there was sort of a need for another lunch place in town, and people, it was great interaction with all the store workers, because often people in Fernie, there's just one person in the shop, so they can't really leave.
Yeah.
So it was nice to bring lunch to them.
Cool. Yeah, sure.
So we did that for a year, and then the next summer we moved into this space we're in now. So it actually looks like it little cafe.
Yeah.
We've got coffee and sandwiches and breakfast sandwiches. And then, of course, you can buy bagels by the half dozen.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I love the space. Like the old wood floors and the wooden walls. It's so, to me anyways, it's so warm and welcoming.
Yeah.
Like, and I, clearly, like, I'm a tourist and I'm sure a lot of tourists come through, but I have a tough time telling who are the ski tourists and who are the locals, just the way that everybody is so comfortable here all the time.
Yeah.
And I just love that. It's the first thing that caught me the first time I came in. So, so cool. That's awesome. And it sounds like the whole bit about, well, I'm going to bring sandwiches to the folks in the stores. And that great bond with all the folks that live and work here, for sure.
Yeah.
What's it like having the business here that there's so much fluctuation between, say, ski season and not, and then, summer season and off season and that?
Yeah.
What's that? How does that affect you?
Yeah, I mean, I think because I've always worked with that, I like that kind of fluctuation. You know, you have a busy winter, and now we're just entering into shoulder season, so it's time to catch our breath. I have the staff doing a lot more cleaning just organizing and getting ready for the next season. And I think I like working within those ebbs and flows. And then it's also the staffing sort of matches that, because there's more people wanting part-time jobs or jobs in a place like Big Bang in the winter and in the summer as opposed to the shoulder season. So it just kind of works out that way, that like
so when you're busy, people want to work as well because they're here.
For the most part, right now we've got lots of staff who are either leaving or just taking trips for the next month or so then which is good, because we don't need as many people on. And then we'll get a whole new batch of people, or people will come back.
So they're kind of in the cycle as well, right?
We try to get them in the cycle.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we had, at my place, it was the same thing when we hire folks and explain, like, Christmas and Easter, like, we're going hard. After Christmas, you can take as much vacation as you want, but we're... We have to go when
they're
busy. So, that's so nice.
Cool.
So, I guess when you made the transition from I'm making bagels at home in a shared kitchen, now I've got my own place. What was that sort of startup curve like for you? How crazy was it to get this up and running?
Yeah, you know what? It was really, I'm really thankful that I was kind of forced to take some steps before I got to this point, because sharing the space at the pizza shop, I, didn't have to buy that equipment yet, and I was able to see what worked with my bagels, what kind of equipment was helpful and critical, and, and so when I moved into this space, I was able to know, like, okay, well, I want this kind of oven and this kind of dough mixer, and then the rest, is, I don't need anything else besides that, and just, like, built it up from there. And then, like, when we started in this space, we had a little grill from Canadian Tire, and then as we got busier, it was like, okay, we see the need for buying an actual commercial grill now.
Sure,
and so let's make that happen. And lots of pieces of equipment in the shop are kind of like that, like we started off with as minimal as possible.
Sure.
And then as we saw a need for things, we built on that. And, I'm also thankful that starting off small, I was able to be guided by what the customers wanted. Because I think if I just had made my own cafe and built it, it would have been different than what it is now, because I was able to see, people really want that, or they're not so interested in that. And so that really guided and made it successful.
Have some demand for things before you make.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, I'm really thankful that I sort of was forced to start in small steps,
right.
And then get to this point.
And is your husband still doing the ski?
He's still ski patrolling, and he loves it. And it's great because in the summertime, he does some odd jobs. He still does some raft guiding a couple days a week, but he's a little bit more available to either look after our kids or to be here or to help out with things, depending on the day. And summertime is probably our busiest season here now.
Yeah.
So, it's nice that he's available.
Yeah, so I always think of Bernie as the ski leader, but summer is pretty darn active around here. So.
Yeah, and I'd say, I've found that in the last, we've been open here 10 years, so in the last 10 years, summer is getting busier and busier.
Nice.
This mountain biking is very popular now, but just I feel people are traveling in this area more, and that's become a big deal, and Fernie is stepped up too. Like, they've got festivals and races and different things every weekend, and there's so much to do, and it's like just a gorgeous place to be in the summer. So yeah, summer is busier than winter.
So what's the culture like in the city for folks that kind of move here and stay? Was it easy for you guys to kind of fit in and get thought of as a local, or are you still the new guys after 12 years?
Yeah, well, I think there's a saying, you know, B&R, born and raised.
Yeah.
Born and raised, that's a different group of people than anybody. If you've been here 70 years, but you weren't born and raised here, you're still not a B&R. But there is definitely a huge population of Fernie has come here, fallen in love with it, and have stayed here and have made the place better, you know,
With
different jobs and different things that they do in Fernie. And there's so many, you know, great restaurants, great activities, great things to do because there's all these people that are making Fernie better.
Yeah, big arts community.
Lots of any sporting activity you want to do. It's just a great place to be, and there's a huge population of children being born here. In the last, I don't know how many years, but the last 5 years, it seems like there's a big boom, baby boom. So that's great because there's now a young, active population here. So
one, they're coming into the bagel shop, from what I can see too, right?
Yeah.
The number of little kids in the last hour that have kind of come through,
yeah.
They're playing at the little toy station, having a bagel with
their
mom or with grandma or with their dad, and then they're heading out. It's awesome. It's cool to see the all ages around town and in your place.
Yeah.
So, very nice. The spike, because I'm just curious, we used to, I used to always giggle about at my bakery being tourist season, given that I never saw a spike at all in Regina. Not a lot of folks coming in the summer for all we have to offer, unless they're coming home to visit. What is it like here in high season? Is it like, are you able to keep the same vibe when it is like lined up out the door here? Or how do you do that?
We try. For me, I've always said that it's most important for me to have good staff.
Right.
And I'm really, really lucky that that's always been something that Big Bang has had. I've had good people work for me. They attract other good people, and they have fun working together, you know, but they also know how to work really hard and help each other out. And I think that, you know, all of that helps when we've got, some days we'll have a line out of the door all day long, but, you know, I think the staff, they know that that's a good thing for the business, and they are happy to work hard because they also play hard together,
right,
they have a lot of fun after work and in some of the slower times or whatever. And even when it's busy, we still are able to have some fun.
Well, I've seen some of the pictures. Like, you guys have the best staff parties.
Yeah,
in the
we
world,
do.
I think.
Yeah.
My good.
Did you hear that? Come work at Big Bang. Best staff parties ever.
Well, I saw this picture. Like, you guys were like on this cat ski thing going up.
Yeah.
Up the mountain. So that was like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we try to. I mean, that's what makes a business in my mind is the staff. And so we try to do a staff day every season. We go cat skiing at the end of the ski season, and then we go rafting at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And then we do lots of other activities too.
Yeah.
You know, we try to do little bike and beers and different things like that.
Yeah.
And you know, I truly believe that, like, you're good to your staff, they're going to be good to you.
Yeah.
And it just makes... You know, it makes it a better place for me to be. It makes it a better place for them to be, and everybody is happier. And that's the customer is then happier, which is great.
Sure.
You know,
and even though it's a sort of a tourist town, I'm noticing if I come back in 6 months, like I or last time I was here was a year ago, I'm seeing a lot of the same people working. You seem to be blessed with a little bit of consistency in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, like, that comes a bit in ebbs and flows, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, about 3 years ago, we had a big turnover of staff, and then lots of those staff ended up staying a couple of years because we've got lots of international staff who are on two-year work visas or whatever. And so then it's like, then you have another big turnover. But there is always a few that stick around, and I do have some staff that stay longer than others, and that's great, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's nice to sometimes get a little changeover and some fresh people. So we roll with punches, whatever we're getting.
So what's your production like for the day? So you're baking early mornings to get open? How early is everyone getting in?
Yeah, so during the winter, our bakers start at 4:30.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a ridiculous baking hour.
Yeah.
And they basically bake until they're done. So often they're baking like 5 or 6 hours. Especially this time of year, it will be a little bit less.
Right.
And then when it's busier, like in the summer, they'll be baking close to 8 or 9 hours. And we might throw in another person or two to help them get the bagels out. But yeah, basically, like, we make the dough here.
Yeah.
And then they're adding anything like raisins or seeds or jalapeno or whatever. So there's one person on this side of the counter doing that, and then they're cutting the bagels into the size, and the two, depending on who has time, rolls them into the shape. They just proof on the table, and then we've got a big pot of water, honey water, on that stovetop, and we dip them in the water, and then either dip them in whatever, like seeds or whatever they're being dipped in, or cinnamon sugar. And then we put them on the trays and in the oven. And that's basically it. So we've got a bit of a rotation going here.
Yeah, around the one big bench. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so right now we're making, we're just making around 400 right now a day.
Yeah.
So it's getting slower. But on busier days, we'll make closer to like 1,200.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's pretty busy days.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. That's neat. I was going to ask about that. I missed the cooktop when I came in.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of like, okay, how are you going to boil these things? And it's
I
got it now. That's awesome.
So,
yeah,
we don't have a big kettle like some places.
Right.
And I think, you know, like, that's one of the things that when I first envisioned a bagel shop, I thought I'd have a wood, you know.
Yeah, the big wood
oven.
Stuff,
but... that just wasn't practical in what I, what space was available to me. And so this is, we've got these big pizza ovens, and they seem to work pretty well.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, that's one of the things that, I wanted to bring up was, and I read on the website as well, is this idea of, you know, the Fernie bagel.
Right? Yeah.
Because I know a lot of Bread Bakers Guild members that I'm friends with, they tend to go down the path of trying to recreate, you know, the perfect New York bagel or the perfect Montreal bagel or whatever. And I really like your approach of, I'm in Fernie, BC. I'm going to make a bagel that works for the folks here.
Yeah.
And there you have it, right?
Well, and I think that was awesome. A bit of a product of seeing what people liked here,
yeah.
And they're much more receptive to something that's a bit softer,
yeah,
and easier to make a sandwich out of,
yeah,
and doesn't turn to rock when you bring it home, you know? So,
yeah, exactly.
So that was, you know, being guided by the customer,
yeah,
and yeah, we like to call them Fernie style.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
Yeah. And that's what they are.
Yeah.
They're their own style. Yeah. So
I know personally, I've fallen into that trap a little bit in the past where, you're chasing this other, someone else's vision of what the perfect thing is. And it's sort of like, well, how about what you think plus what your customers think? That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you're trying to run a business, it's always nice to make things your customers like.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So, yeah, oh, that's great. That's great. Well, and another, I'm going to be a real big fanboy, but I love the bagel board, bagel boards that you have out front, like with the, like every variety that's up, and just you take down the sign and you're sold out and stuff. It's sweet. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to see. And you can tell it's made fresh because I heard someone came in asked, like they were buying a dozen bagels, and they're asking about, well, then I'll get three of these, and they're shouting, do we still have three? It's like, yep, we do. And okay, and that's great. It's
Yeah, exactly. Stuff. So, very cool.
Another thing that I kind of admire is sort of like the name and the marketing that you do.
Yeah.
How did you come up with Big Bang Bagels?
Yeah, that was just, there's a ski run at the hill called Big Bang.
Oh, okay.
And and so at the time we were starting, one of my roommates was like, oh, you should call it Big Bang Bagels.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And so that's always just stuck,
yeah,
and become our name. And it works so well because you can just use play on those words.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I think describes us well. Like, you know,
a good double entendre t-shirt is never a bad thing. And
you've
got a few of those, which I love.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, it just seems friendly to me, you know.
Yeah.
I like that for sure. That's great. Well, that's so awesome. I love the setup here and the fact that you're in an old building. I know you've been here 10 years, but it's got the feeling of a place that's like an institution.
Yeah.
And that's so great. So
yeah.
When did you open the satellite on the ski hill?
So we had a different location on the ski hill,
mm-hmm,
right, like 9 years ago.
Oh, okay.
We were given that opportunity,
yeah,
and we're like, okay, we've got to take this because there's not very many spots on the ski hill that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there for 3 years in that location, and then they decided they didn't want to have anything there anymore.
Okay.
And it was actually great timing for me because it was right when I was having my daughter, my first baby.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice just to pair back to just one location. And then we got another opportunity to be in, we share a space with a restaurant.
Right.
We're just in a little corner, and it's a really unique opportunity that doesn't usually happen, that two food establishments share space,
right,
but somehow we've made it work, and we've been there 4 years now,
oh, okay,
and it seems to just work. So we'll be up there again next year, and it's nice to be part of the ski
right
and riding.
Yeah, for
there,
sure.
Yeah, and people like that we're there. It's something a bit different than most ski hill food, I think.
Yep.
And we're at a reasonable price up there. So So it's been good to be up there.
Awesome. And you have two children now?
Yep.
Yeah. And how old are they?
So Susanna is 5.
Wow.
And so she'll go to kindergarten next year. And then Desmond he's almost 3.
Wow. Then I met Desmond there.
Yeah.
So,
and they love bagels.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still a little too young to work here, but
they try.
So, and how is that being the parent of small kids and running the business at the same time?
Yeah.
How are you able to balance that out?
Yeah. So I'm really lucky again. I've got great staff, and since I've had kids, I've put in place managers who take care of more of the business. Right. Side of things than ever before,
right,
you know?
Sure.
And so I have a great balance. I still am here every day, but only for brief periods during the day just to make sure things are going well and if there's anything I need to do. But then, Flo, who is back here, she's one of my managers and she takes care. She can take care of everything really. And I probably just get in her way now, but I also trust the rest of my staff.
Sure.
So even if she's not here, I feel like my staff are pretty good at making sure that things are happening well. So I'm really, really lucky that way that I'm able to have this great business, but I don't feel like it's taking away from my family life for the most part.
Sure. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, and no doubt you're going to be busy with school and stuff coming up in the fall.
Yeah.
They'll have enough events where...
They're into everything, of course, into skiing and biking and everything.
So. Oh, my gosh. That's... Yeah, it's... being as a... You know, I'm a confirmed beginner hill skier.
Yeah.
Watching all these little guys come screaming past me without a care in the world is... it's humbling.
They don't have any fear yet.
No, that's great. Well, cool. And so I guess my last question, I think, is sort of like what's the big thing that you're working on this year? Is it just kind of keep it going the same out, or where are you going to take it?
Well, so this year is actually our 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about, you know, I'd like to have a block party. I don't know if that's going to be possible to have a little block party with music and bounce castles and stuff. But just, like, invite anybody who's ever worked at Big Bang to come back and enjoy a little party. So that's sort of what we're thinking about right now. But I'm pretty happy with where we're at. Like, I'm not looking at expanding.
Yep.
I get emails and stuff all the time. People saying, oh, why don't you put a Big Bang in Calgary or in Cranbrook? And I'm like, I'm pretty happy just like being in one location and having people come here and making that, like making the spot as good as it can be.
For sure.
I'm happy with where I'm at right now and just keeping staff happy.
Sure. Well, and that's when you get to that size where it works.
Yeah.
It's like that's a very happy place.
Yeah.
So why not just keep it going like that? That's awesome. You know? I'm an outsider looking in at this place, but right from the first day I walked in, I just got a sense that it belongs on this corner.
Yeah.
It's embraced by everyone that comes in. Like it smiles.
Yeah.
You know, from wall to wall, and that's so great. So, I'm really happy for you. I just wish you huge success and contentment.
Yeah. Well, thank
and balance
you.
And all of those
yes.
things. Yeah, for sure.
Balance,
oh, that's
yeah.
great. It's been great talking with you. What did I miss? Is there anything else I need to, I should have been asking you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like.
Right.
Like you've
hit
all the points.
Good deal. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk today. And I'm going to get some more bagels.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
And there you go. That was Carolyn. She's awesome. I hope you got the sense from the conversation of what a what a sweet lady she is, and really what a nice place she's built right on the main street in Fernie. One of my all-time favorite places just to hang out and drink coffee and eat bagels and visit with people. And no matter where you are, you know, she's got this great backdrop of mountains and ski hills and rivers and stuff, but it doesn't really matter where you are in the world. If you make good bread and are open to providing a place for people to gather, they're going to do it. So very inspirational talk for me. I really like what Carolyn's built, and I hope you liked it as well. So if you do like what you're hearing on the show, I'd love it if you could leave a rating or a review on iTunes, subscribe to the show through your favorite podcast app or Google Play or iTunes, that kind of thing. That way you won't miss an episode. Drop me a line if you want to chat, mark@riseuppod.com, or even if you have a suggestion of somebody that I should be talking to on a future episode, tell me about that as well. And if you're a baker or a bakery owner and you want to be on the show, heck, let me know and we'll set something up. So thanks so much. I hope you enjoyed the show, and until the next episode, happy baking.